Other than your goaltender, same lineup tonight?
Correct. Yep.
Good to get Adam Lowry maybe 5 days here now with the Christmas break and hope that he's back to 100% then for the Calgary game. Is that the mindset?
Yes, the schedule coming out will be heavy games, and he has a real important role in the style of game that we play. Andrew Kopp included in that. Our expectation is that both of them will be in the lineup against Calgary.
So if it's the same lineup tonight, what stands out from you for what your bottom six were able to do in the San Jose game?
Well, they looked like they were the fastest of the mix. They moved the puck and moved their feet really well, and I thought very focused with what they did. Simple game, scored a big goal, got a fight. They're very involved in the game. They'll be important for us in here tonight for sure.
Paul, 9-16, this is the end of that heavy stretch, I guess, and travel to the East Coast, to the West Coast. Just big picture, how do you think your team sort of weathered this stretch of hockey?
You know, quite well. The back-to-back I found to be tough because we're getting to the hotel at, 2:33, and then the next night back at home, the same kind of thing. So I think we've handled it well. We've been fortunate. We've been reasonably healthy through that and gotten some really fine goaltending and mixed into that. So it's been decent hockey. I think the early part of our 9-16, we played very, very well. I don't think we're really bragging about our last two, but a road win in San Jose, you're taking any way you can get it anyway.
What do you think you might see from this Vancouver team, 6-1-1 in their past eight?
Well, a completely different team than we saw the last time. I think they had seven guys out the last time that we saw, and we had pretty good control of that game start to finish. Whenever Vancouver's been healthy, and this goes back to the start of last year, I've liked their team. They play hard, they play quick, transition quick, lots of speed when they're going. And now they've added another touch of skill to their lineup that they didn't have last year. So they're going to be a good team in here tonight. They're going to be excited. You get into a Canadian market where you've struggled maybe a little bit. When you get on a roll, man, you can get dangerous, get the crowd behind you. So that's what we're expecting here.
Paul and I have both been here, and you've been in the NHL for a long time, but World Junior memories, or your guy who still gets around the TV when you can? It's all
that's on in the room, and what's kind of interesting now is, I don't think this was necessarily true 23 years ago, but you got players from all over the world in your room, so you got way better rivalries, right? There's a lot better trash talking in your room and bets, so it's a lot more fun, I think, in that way, and probably enjoy it watching it now more because of the skill level we've seen come into these teams and be great players in the NHL, prolific at least right away. As a coach, you get to watch these guys a little bit more and see who's going to be here next year.
We talk so much about young players making an impact. How big an advantage is playing in that tournament in those high-level games, especially the guys who play for medals?
Right. The qualifier to get into that tournament means you've played a bunch of tournaments like that. You've been that kind of player for a while. And then that pressure is something that I do think it helped. I do think it relates that they can – it's a lot to ask of those kids. You put them 17, 18, and 19 under that kind of scrutiny. So it's a great test by fire for them, and I do think it helps them when they get to the NHL.
Guys talked about their yoga excursion yesterday.
Patrick
said he really liked the part where he's laying down with his eyes closed, that he's good at that. Are you a yoga guy?
No. What? Again, it's not obvious. No, but we are, and this goes back to a year or two ago, and we have a place in Winnipeg that we occasionally bring our team to. We're trying to explore different ways for recovery. So we spent... I was telling somebody this story my first year in the league. I think I got the job November 7th, and the first day off, I believe, was December 15th. And it never crossed my mind to give them a day off. So now we clearly know a lot better than we used to, and we're looking for ways of active recovery where they're doing something and they get a bump from it. So we came in here, and Dr. Slonway, a big chunk of what he does is try to research and find places that we can do that. So we try to take advantage of it.